That works.
Low, go low, right? Okay.
It is a privilege to be back with you again. I want to thank you again, and I know most of you were here in Sunday school, but those who maybe weren't, thank you for your prayers in this past, not even just year. You were one of my first supporting churches when I started even traveling and trying to raise support, and so you are very special and dear to my heart, and I know from notes that I get from some of you, I know from things your pastor has shared with me that you pray for me, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. It helps. It does. There have been times that in this past year of working on the language, it has been so discouraging. And it is the fact that I know that there are people praying for me that really helps encourage me and get me up. I know I had a lady just a couple days ago tell me that she always prayed for me right before she turned the light off at night, because she said, I knew that that was your morning. And I told her, well, thank you, because it was often in that morning that I was struggling with, I have to get up and go to another class and sit through and try to understand what's being said. And so I do appreciate your prayers. And those of you who were here this for Sunday school have seen some of the pictures, some of the faces behind the answers to your prayers. They are very much answers to your prayers as much as they are to mine. So thank you. I am here for a visa. I had a friend tell me that I could have gone to one of the European countries and just sent my passport in a special envelope to the States to get the visa, and I wouldn't have to come all the way back here, but I kind of felt funny about being in a foreign country without my passport. So you get to, I don't know, get bothered by me being here or be blessed. I hope it's be blessed, but whatever. But it is nice to be back with Christians and be able to fellowship in the language that I understand well most of the time. I am excited as I go back to Russia to get to stop off and see my suite mate from my first semester in the dormitory. This past year has been working on the language, and I was a full-time student. And when I say full-time, I mean like full-time. And so a lot of the contacts that I got to make were other students. Some of them were studying with me, some of them were at my university, some of them were students that I got to know because they were in my dormitory or other reasons. But it's neat because I've learned that it is that group, that young group, who did not grow up under communism, who seem the most open to talking about spiritual things and seem to be asking questions as they're getting into adulthood about, okay, what am I going to believe? Am I going to believe what my parents have taught me, what my teachers have taught me? I talked to a number of young people who said, you know, I think I would just call myself an agnostic because I just don't know what to believe. And there are a lot of young people like that. There are young people like that here in the States. That's not something unique to Russia by any means. But one of the young people that I was really excited to get to know was a young lady by the name of Sophie. She was not Russian. She was from Germany, had come to Russia only for one semester to study at the same university that I just so happened to be studying in. And we just so happened to be sharing living space together. And yet I very much believe that God had a reason for putting us both there at the same time. She had shared with me that she thinks that there is a new religion in Europe. She said it's the religion of fitness and being making yourself strong. And she said, I definitely would fall under that category. And talking with her, I can see that very much. She feels like she has it together. She doesn't need anyone or anything else. And yet we had some very interesting conversations toward the end of our time together. I was able to send her back to Germany with a Russian-English parallel Bible. I know that might sound weird, send a German back to Germany with a Russian-English parallel Bible, but she is very fluent in English. A lot of Germans are, apparently. And we communicated primarily in English. She was an answer to prayer in so many ways, because she gave me someone both to be a friend with, as well as to be able to reach out to while I was still very, still learning Russian and still having a lot of trouble communicating on a very basic level in Russian. And so it was neat how God put us together. And I'm excited about getting to see her on my way back to Russia now. It will have been at least four or five months since I have seen her last, by the time we get together. And I know that in that time, she has a friend who she said is also Protestant. I'm not exactly sure what she believes, but from some things that she said, I would not be surprised if this friend is also a believer, which is so neat. You know, sometimes we get thinking in our heads that we have to do this and we have to do that because we might be the only person that this person meets who is a Christian, and we do have a responsibility. But her story reminds me that God is not limited, and He is so good about bringing the right people into a person's life at just the right time. And she had a friend before coming to Russia who was a believer. Now she has met me. She's gone back to Germany and continues to get together with this believing friend. And it feels like together, we are working together to share with her the truths of God's word, even when we don't even know one another. Isn't that amazing how God works that together? She tries to go to Russia and thinks that she's getting away from that maybe, and she ends up rooming with someone who knows the Lord. God works in such wonderful and amazing ways. But I'm excited to get to see her again. Please do be praying as I go back to Russia. There are going to be a lot of transitions as I go back. I will no longer be a full-time student. What will I be doing with all my spare time? Well, some of that's yet to be seen. I do hope to find a tutor, so I will still be studying. I also am hoping to find some people to work with their English, both on a private basis. I have some friends already that I've been doing that with. And then also there is a small private language school that I'm hoping to work with more. I've done a little bit with them this past year, but because of responsibilities at the university, there was not time to do a whole lot. But I'm hoping to be able to use English as a way of making those relationships, of, Lord willing, getting to share something even more precious with them. And so please do be praying for those transitions. The most exciting thing, though, that I'm looking forward to when I get back to Russia is being able to start a Bible study. My Russian is not at the level that I could do that by myself. But God has brought along my path another believer, another young lady who believes in Him. And she's a fairly new believer. Her story is so neat. She went to university in Irkutsk and just so happened to be in the dormitory with two American young ladies who were missionaries. And they just started developing a friendship with her and started sharing with her what they believed. And she started talking about what she wasn't sure whether she believed or not. And by the end of their time together, she came to know Christ as her Savior. And when she shared that with me, I was like, oh yes, Lord, see, you can do it with her, you can do it with Sophie, you can do it with some of these other young ladies that He had put in my path. And so She is a fairly new believer, and she has been having a burden to start a Bible study, but doesn't feel she has the Bible training to do that. And so, Lord willing, we hope to work together, her to help me, so that I can communicate those thoughts in Russian, and I hope that I can help her in the process learn so that she can be equipped to be a faithful proclaimer of God's word on her own. So I'm excited about that opportunity, and I'm excited to see what God does with that. We hope to include some other friends of ours, some who we do think are believers, some who we aren't quite sure are believers. And so I would appreciate your prayers also for the young ladies that we will be including in that study, that God would be preparing their hearts for that study as well. We have not picked a topic, but a topic that God has been laying on my heart is about just sharing who God is. You know, sometimes we talk a lot about faith and trusting God and believing him, and sometimes we forget that faith is only as strong as the person that we are putting that faith in. And sometimes the problem is we don't believe that God is who he says he is in his word. And so my friend and I got to talking a little bit about that on our own, and she seemed excited about that idea, and I've been praying about it, and the Lord just keeps pushing me in that direction. So pray with me about the topic of study for sure, and that God would be preparing our hearts as well as their hearts for what he lays on us to do. I could say so much more, but there is not time. If you have other questions, please feel free to see me afterwards. I would be delighted to answer them. Those of you who get my letters or have my email, feel free to even email me. I know it's a whole lot more fun in person, though. But I would be delighted to answer any questions you might have. Thank you for your prayers, and please don't stop.